I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story of a young footballer who turned his back on Manchester United for a shot at MLS. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I have to wait an entire week for that story?
And it's going to be great.
That's just not fair.
It's going to be great. A Harvard Law School report released this week includes the recommendation that medical personnel caring for NFL players should no longer report to team management or to coaches. Did we really need Harvard Law School to tell us this?
I was about to say, contacted in the Beyond, Hippocrates was quoted as saying, well, duh.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's right. Of course not. It's been half the problem. Now, whether or not the medical community will band together and actually do this, or whether you'll still find some suckers who will trade their professional integrity for a bunch of season tickets and a luxury box, that's entirely up in the air.
This week, five NFL players traveled to Capitol Hill, Charlie, to discuss police brutality and race issues with members of Congress. Anquan Boldin of the Lions led the players. His cousin was killed by a police officer last year. Will these efforts help?
They can't hurt. And good for Anquan Boldin for turning his family tragedy into something positive. And good for people like Josh McCown and Andrew Hawkins and Malcolm Jenkins who went with him. This is going to be an issue in professional sports. And the people running them and the people coaching them had better get used to it, because given the results of the last election, it's only going to get louder.
Among those awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Tuesday were Vin Scully, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Michael Jordan. Good picks by President Obama?
I think so, and I think the video of Josh Earnest calling Vin Scully at home that was released on the on the internet for people to watch is really very charming, because among other things, it reveals that even caught by surprise, Vin Scully still sounds like Vin Scully.
It doesn't sound exciting.
No.
The Hockey Hall of Fame has announced its 2016 inductees, and your old pal, Eric Lindros, will finally make it in. About time,
I'm
right?
I'm very happy for him. I'm very happy for his family. The Lindros family was very good to me when I was working with him early in Eric's career. And he was one of the first ones, along with Patrice Bergeron, to become concussion casualties in any of the team sports. He's been really active in raising public awareness on it. He seems to have settled into being a family man. He was a terrific hockey player. I'm very happy that he's going into the Hall of Fame.
Are we good with all the guys going in with him?
Yeah. The guys that are going in, Makarov is an international legend. Rogi Vachon, one of my favorite little Canadians. I'm happy on that just as a fan. I don't know if he deserves to be there. But I do believe that the Hockey Hall of Fame does it pretty well.
Charlie, players react in all sorts of ways when they get ejected from games. Some of them argue, some sulk. And then there's Devin Booker, the Phoenix Suns guard, who got tossed from a game against the Nuggets on Wednesday night. Can we file this departure under grace under pressure?
Absolutely. He was nice enough to wave at the folks, and he signed an autograph. I'll be leaving now, but let me take care of my fans on the way out the door. Good for you, Devin Booker.
Major League Baseball announced the game's 2016 award winners this week, Charlie. Justin Verlander finished second in the American League Cy Young voting, and his fiance quietly expressed her dismay. Have I got that right?
Yes, she did. Good for you, Kate Upton. Stand by your man. We can't exactly say how she stood by her man or the words she used to stand by her man, but she certainly stood by her man.
Max Scherzer of the Washington Nationals won the National League Cy Young Award. He joins a rather small group of pitchers who've won Cy Young Awards in both leagues.
He's a pretty good pitcher, Bill.
Yes,
he is. And he's in very good company, along with Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and the other two, Roy Halladay and Roger Clemens, and, surprisingly, Gaylord Perry, who I never would have dreamed had won two Cy Young Awards.
I know you love New Orleans. Do you love the new name of the minor league baseball team?
I hate this. I hate this. Couldn't they at least have, you know, said it in French? Gâteau du bébé? I mean, this is awful. The baby cakes? What the hell was wrong with the Zephyrs?
I don't know. Finally, Charlie, there will apparently be a Premier Quidditch League in England. I say apparently because the photo that came along with this announcement features some players who do not entirely seem to be Premier to me.
Well,
what do you think?
Apparently, to play Quidditch at this level, and I'm biting through my lower lip to keep from laughing.
Why?
Because you have to hold a broom between your thighs.
Yeah.
No, holding a broom between your thighs in a semi-contact sport doesn't end well. There's a reason why hockey players don't stick handle that way.
I hope the people behind this league are listening.
Unless you're going to fly, Quidditch is useless. So get him the jetpacks.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.